Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host, and with us today, we're going to jump right on in because I think we're going to have quite an exciting bit of information being shared by the lovely young lady that has given up a few minutes of her time to share with us. Actually, two, both Elaine Matthews and Suzanne Knapp. Suzanne, did I pronounce that last name correct?
Yes, you did.
Okay, wonderful. And Suzanne yesterday celebrated exactly 1 year from when you were introduced to this company called Niken. And I can only imagine what a year it has been. Am I correct in that assessment?
Yes, you are correct.
So,
it's been absolutely incredible. The changes, the transformation, I didn't think it was possible.
And for the sake of those listening and for the sake of just anybody else, I want to spend a couple minutes, if we can, here talking about this condition called MS, short for multiple sclerosis, because it seems to be, whether it's the information age that we live in or because we all have access to the internet, at least most of us do, and the whole 5 degrees of separation used to be 6, but because of the internet, the information travels around. We're more and more familiar with different conditions when you throw out something like fibromyalgia. We may not have been impacted personally by it, but we know somebody or we've heard of somebody, you know, our neighbor or aunt or whomever. The world of MS, though, I remember coming across this years ago and with a friend by the name of Pat Isom, and her son, one of her sons, is now our director of sales, I believe is his title, Jeff Isom. And so this was about, oh my goodness, 20, 21 years ago when I met Pat for the first time. And her voice, she sounded a lot like you, Suzanne, but from your perspective, I got educated really quick on what MS it was, but I want you to share what your journey was like and when you were given that condition. When the doctors finally said, hey, this is what you've got. Now we know. Tell us what it is and how it impacted you.
Well, as a child, I had been sick a lot, and I always went to the doctor to get something to make me feel better. And it just progressed from there, and then I lost the vision in my left eye before they would even decide what was going on with me. And that's when it all started. I had to search out a neurologist to exactly tell me what was wrong with me, because I was just getting medications. And the neurologist, I confirmed what I was suspecting that I had. And so he's helped me from there. And then, and of course, I met Elaine a few years later, and I didn't even know Elaine. And she just was so compassionate and genuinely caring that she wanted to help me. And I didn't understand what she was saying, but it made a lot of sense to me at the time. So I listened, and I listened to videos and CDs, and I kept going out to visit her, coming home exhausted. And it was about 4 weeks later that something clicked. Something was different, and I thought, wow. So I continued to work with Elaine and used the products, and every day got better and better and better. And here I am a year later, I'm walking, I'm not using the aid of a wheelchair, motorized scooter, walkers. I go everywhere on my own. Life is pretty abundant these days.
And Suzanne, for the record, I want to go back. You said you were always sick as a child, and recently the doctors, and when I say recently, in the last decade or so, lots of different medications, and they, told you what they suspected you had. Was that a relief or more of a prison sentence?
Well, it was a prison sentence because they wouldn't tell me what was wrong with me. They just kept giving me more and more medications for something that they thought, an inner ear imbalance for my dizziness, my imbalance. So they gave me something for that, and that made me worse. Just a lot of things. I had trouble swallowing. Eating was a problem. And then I was just chemically imbalanced from all of the drugs, which actually made me worse. My head already had enough going on inside. I didn't need chemicals to imbalance me even more. So once I started working with Elaine, I was able to get off a lot of medications. The doctors allowed me to get off of different things because they saw an improvement, even though they didn't understand either. But and with a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of patience, I have turned a major corner.
And I don't want to keep dwelling on the negative, dwelling on what, you know, the different symptoms that you were dealing with. However, I think it helps establish how bad your life was, because MS is not something you want to mess around with, or any of these other conditions or diseases that we're learning more and more about in our society today. And there's a myriad of different reasons why. You can't just really peg one thing. There's environmental factors, what we're putting in our mouth, and the environmental factors and how they're affecting the food that we're putting in our mouth, and so many other things that are out there. For you, Suzanne, though, this was several years that this went on, and then Nikin comes along, and it wasn't really an overnight. And I suppose we should probably throw in, I try to do this on a regular basis just to remind folks that we don't make any medical claims whatsoever. Just because Suzanne has had this fantastic experience with the Nikin solutions and in dealing with what she was diagnosed with MS, does not mean everybody that has MS is going to get this kind of immediate result. Maybe they will take longer. Maybe they'll be shorter. But we're not in a position as doctors or medical people to diagnose or say our solutions will cure anything. So, that being said,
I have not been cured. I have not been cured. I still have MS. I will always have MS. I have just learned how to deal with my situation better.
And in looking back over the last year, you said it took you about 4 weeks to kind of, and I'm not calling you stubborn, but was it kind of a stubbornness that was kind of holding you back from jumping in from when you first heard about it and you first met Elaine?
Well, I was very skeptical. What she was telling me made a lot of sense, but I didn't understand it. But I continued to listen and follow her guidance. And I had this a long time, so it wasn't going to be an overnight thing. I had to work at it.
And when you say a long time, Suzanne, what are we talking here?
Oh, at least it's been 6 years since I had the diagnosis, but I was dealing a lot longer, probably since I was only 19 years old.
Okay.
And I'm now 58.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to peg you in the mid-50s there, just based on your voice and having never met. And at the same time, what I find fascinating with anybody that we meet, that these type of conditions, that they really derail the physical body. And you talk about a motorized scooter and all the other things you were using to, you know, just live life. And now, that's kind of a thing in the past. You still have MS. You're not healed of it. It doesn't go away. Just like fibromyalgia doesn't go away. Just like Crohn's disease doesn't go away. All these other things. And I think back over the last several years of some of the amazing stories that we've heard here on Saturday morning. These things don't go away. However, we change the environment of the body, and the body starts working better. What was probably if you can look back, and I'm sure there was a progression of results, but was there one thing that really was dramatic that you thought, oh my goodness, this is exciting?
Well, the Nikin water that's where I started, because I said, I need to work from the inside out. I had so much pollution in my body, the chemicals and everything, I needed to flush it out before I could respond to any of the other products. And once I worked with the water for several weeks, then I started to notice a change. And the necklace and the insoles and the jade green and the vital balance. I mean, it wasn't just one thing. It was a combination, but I started with the water.
And were you not drinking water prior to being in a...
Oh, yes. I drank a lot of water, but it wasn't good water. It was just adding to my problem.
Right out of the tap, bottled water, or what?
Out of the tap.
And
the waterfall really changed a lot of things. And the shower, man, everything is just... So it's a combination. It's not. But I found a combination that works for me.
Yeah, and you ladies are in Pennsylvania, but you're probably both on city water. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So it's fascinating that you mentioned the shower heads. Why is that such a big deal for us?
Well, all the chemicals that I had been ingesting to cure my many things made my skin miserable. It was hard and rough and dry, and it ached and hurt. And once I started using the shower head, I got instant relief. Well, not instant relief. I had to take 2 10-minute showers before I noticed anything. And every day, I use it every day, because if I go a day without it, then I notice the aches and the dryness and misery.
You know, and this is one of those things that we often forget, that, you know, our skin is considered our largest organ.
Yes.
And that it's such a huge part in, like you said, getting those, you know, getting the chemicals off or helping the body do the whole detox process. And I've heard several dermatologists say that, you know, it's like a second liver or a third kidney, and helping filter all that stuff out. So that's why I was curious about the shower head. You mentioned the insoles and the necklace. I wear them every day, and people often ask, well, why do you wear the necklace if you've got the insoles? If the insoles are so great, why do you wear the necklace? Suzanne, why do you wear the necklace?
It just gives me strength. Like I said, it's not just one product. I use all of them to give me strength, to keep my balance going, to keep me functioning all day. Energy.
and I know Elaine's sitting there with you right now, just smiling and coaching you on.
Yes.
And there is something that happened, and we got introduced a couple weeks ago to Wanda Marks, and you and Wanda, I guess, have known each other for quite some time.
Yes.
And she, from the way Wanda shared it, she got to see you at the worst of your worst, and I think that was the big turnaround for her, seeing that, and I think she used the percentage that, 75% better in your life. Would you agree with that?
Well, I would say maybe 80 or 85% better. I just love living. I mean, I slept all the time, and Wanda saw me when I was so groggy and droopy, and just, I stayed in bed a lot, and I had no life. My life was in one-hour segments, and then I would come home and I would sleep, just to go to the grocery store and pick out something to eat, or just go to Walmart even to pick up something. I had to sleep and sleep before I could function.
Wow. You know, and I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation meeting Pat Isom, you know, 22 years ago. And I'll never forget, here was a woman that was in her, I want to say, 60s at the time, maybe even 70s. And she had been racked with MS for numerous years at that point, but she high kicked over my head. I mean, she literally literally in one full swoop, lifted her leg all the way up over my head and then put it back down very quickly. And I thought, oh, goodness. And it was later that I found out and discovered how bad, MS was. And when you describe being so sleepy and just having no energy whatsoever. I have to ask these questions because I'm fascinated by the concept that, and I'm not beating up on doctors because they serve such a fantastic purpose. However, they didn't know about what you discovered through NECAN, and yet continuing to give you more and more drugs, more and more chemicals. Did you see any relief or any change with any of the stuff that you were experimenting with?
Yes, like I said, it wasn't just one product. It was
I'm talking about with what the doctors were giving you, with the different prescriptions.
I was just on overload, whenever I went to the neurologist last time, he checked my blood work, and he said, scratching his head, well, your lab work and your numbers, my blood pressure, my weight, everything was pristine. I'd never had that reported to me before. Pristine, that's a pretty good... I was very pleased.
And prior, obviously, it was not pristine. It was pretty well...
No, it was. It was a struggle and just difficult. But I'm living an abundant life now, and I'm happy. And that was another thing. I hadn't laughed for several years. And I'm laughing now, and we go camping, and we have a shower head in our camper, because if I don't use the shower head, my skin is, so even just one day without it, I need that. So we have it in our camper. My little dog, they're doing my therapy too, because the vet had given them some pills for their ailments. They're 19 and 17 years old, and I had to carry them everywhere. And the pills made them so sick. And I kind of clunked my head, and I said, what's the matter with me? Why don't I give my dog my therapy? And they're running around and jumping. I don't carry them anywhere. And the vet said, at the next visit, scratching his head, well, what happened to the arthritis? I said, well, they're doing my therapy. Well, they never asked me what my therapy was. They were just happy they were doing fine.
And I'm gonna guess you've got them on the pet pad, or
they have the magnets in their bed. They have a NECAN collar. They drink the water. They bathe in the water. And they're doing great.
And what breed of dogs are they?
They're little terriers, fox terriers.
And you said we go camping. Who's the
yes.
we?
My husband and I.
Okay. So I'm curious, and I didn't ask prior if he could, join us on the call, and I won't at this point, but what's been his perspective on all of this introduction to NECAN?
Well, this is David.
Good morning, David. Well, thank you. I wasn't planning on this, but this is a pleasant surprise. David, give us your perspective of watching Suzanne go through what she's experienced, as the husband here.
Well, you mentioned percentages. To me, it's closer to 100%, the turnaround. The difference is between night and day. She was always fatigued before, like she said, with one-hour segments. Now, she has just a burst of energy. She's more alive. We talked when we first were diagnosed with MS that we had to learn a new normal. Okay, and to this day, our normal, we don't know where that is yet, because we're still learning that. It seems to just keep on getting better and better and better. And to me, this whole process is priceless.
And it's not okay to be sick. It's not okay. There are ways to work around things, and it's a choice what people want to do, and it was my choice to move forward.
And
move forward and forget the things that hold you back.
Right. David, you said, I love that phrase, and I've heard that many, many times before. Other people share that, you know, when the doctors give them a diagnosis, you're going to have to learn a new normal. It's much like when a set of parents is told that their son or daughter is on the autism spectrum. They say, this is going to be a new normal for you. And they have no idea what that really means. David, I'm curious, when Suzanne comes home from this meeting, from first meeting Elaine, and says, I want to explore these magnets. I want to explore these Niken technologies. What went through your mind at that point?
You know, the first three or four times she was over there, she came home, she was really tired. She, again, you know, she was easily fatigued. Things weren't kicking in right away. So she would come home, and we really didn't talk a lot. It was, I think, the fourth time she said, she's going over there, we're signing up. And I said, wait, what do you mean we're signing up? You know, I didn't know what was going on. We went over there, and Elaine was just fantastic, like she always is. But we went ahead, we went through some demonstrations, and we signed up that night. We went ahead, I'm not sure exactly about all we got that night, that first night. We got one of the packs. Eventually, we got the bed system, we got the waterfall, we got shower heads. I think we have three shower heads right now. We use Vital Balance every day. I use the Bergy or the Progesterol. Sue uses the J Green. And we use the Fiaga. We use a lot of different products. Everything is great. Everything is fantastic. We listen to Roger Drummers a lot. We've met him a couple different times. He helped us out a lot.
Nutrition was a very big part of my turnaround.
And you know what we like to say? We like to say, we can with me can.
We can. That's the beautiful thing. And it takes more than just one thing. And I appreciate you sharing that, because so often, I had a conversation with a young lady in her 80s a few days ago, and she said, I just don't understand why I'm not getting better. I've got this bracelet and these insoles. How come I'm not getting better? And I didn't want to come completely, I didn't want to completely lose it on the phone with her, because I tried to be gracious, but it's more than just a pair of insoles and a bracelet. And here's a gal who's been diagnosed years ago with a type of condition that's just, oh my goodness, and she's living in a lot of pain. But, David, that's why I was glad you jumped on in here, because this husband, who's also named David, he's not willing to go that road, and I feel for him. I really do, because I wish they could understand it like what you guys do. You just mentioned that nutrition plays a big key. Suzanne, were you not eating well before Niken, or was it just kind of eat whatever?
Well, with my fatigue, I couldn't even pop anything in the microwave. People could bring me things over. I had no energy to do that, so I would open a bag of candy bar to satisfy my hunger, and all that sugar was just making me worse.
Oh, goodness.
So I've learned to avoid the sugar. I have learned that I can still eat sugar in the evening before I go to sleep, and then I do my chicken in the morning and my Vital Balance, and I get off to a good start. So I haven't had to give up any foods. I can still eat what I want, but I've learned to eat them at different times of the day.
Sure. Yeah, and you mentioned...
Moderate.
Well, Roger Drummer is a big... advocate of, you know, if you need to get a good source of protein, eat a chicken breast. If you can't get the Vital Balance right away, first thing in the morning, eat something that's higher protein. You know, and I just spent 3 days with my brother and sister-in-law and their daughter, and we were talking about different things. And we're all getting better. We're discovering new things. But she said, you know, well, if you can't have sugar, what's the fun of that? I looked at her and I said, so you're on the fast track. She said, what's the fast track? I said, well, based on your age, kids born from 2000 on, one out of three of you will be a type 2 diabetic by the time you graduate from high school. So if you keep that up, you'll be on that fast track plan to being a diabetic before you graduate. And I didn't want to be so negative, but nutrition plays a huge factor. It's absolutely huge. We can utilize all these other vital solutions and miss that. I for the sake of time, I want to ask both of you, looking back, did you think that it could be as good as it is now? Because, David, you said 100%.
Yeah.
And
I would have not thought that possible a year ago.
Okay. And you'd been living, you guys have been married for how long now?
39 years.
Wow. Congratulations on the big 40 coming up then.
And you know, hope is not what we expect. Hope is what we never dream. And I never dreamed this would happen to me.
I love that. Hope is not what we expect, but what we dream. And David, looking back over 39 years, learning a new normal had to have been very, very hard for you, watching your wife suffer. And you've got to be just absolutely thrilled where things are at now.
Yes. You know, we've always complimented each other. But through this whole process, and like I said, we're still learning our new normal. Things are still changing. I'm 60 now, and I feel better now than what I did when I was 40. And she's getting closer to 60, and she's feeling a lot better today than what she did a whole year ago. So our new normal is yet to be discovered. We're still trying to figure out what it is.
Well, and that's a wonderful and a beautiful thing that what the doctors told you of learning a new normal, now you get to learn a whole new normal with Niken and see where that develops. So, well, hey, thank you so much, both Suzanne and David. David, especially jumping in here, that was a pleasant surprise for me. And Elaine, thank you for being the silent coach there in the background. Really, really appreciate that. And I want to say thank you, too, as well, because I know from what Suzanne put in the email to me a few days ago, you taking the time to help educate. And Elaine, I know you well enough. You're never going to claim to be the inferno of knowledge when it comes to all things Niken and magnetic and far infrared and negative ion and how all these things work. You're just like the rest of us, you know, wellness consultants, kind of on this journey. One day at a time, and you learn things, and you say, well, let's try this, and let's see what this will do for you, and I would suggest this. And David and Suzanne, you guys are the perfect example of, you know, making this discovery. I think you said you started with a pack, and then you added this, and then you added this. It's a really wise way to go about it. I know that's
the last thing that we didn't mention yet, I mean, that the products are great, but the people are fantastic. Whether it's all the different consultants or the people out in California, it's people like you. It's just all the people that make everything work.
Well, I will echo that as well. The people are amazingly fantastic. This Niken family is what kept me going over the last couple decades here. So, well, thank you all again.
Together, everyone achieves more. Fantastic work.
And we'll wrap it up with that final salutation. Thank you, Suzanne. It is a teamwork, T-E-A-M, together everybody achieves more. And for those of you who jumped on the call late, we've had with us Suzanne and David Knapp, and our topic was what Suzanne has experienced over the last several decades, even going all the way back to childhood, dealing with MS. And I said it before, we don't make any medical claims. That just because Suzanne, the impact that her family has experienced with what the Niken solutions, integrating them into their lifestyle, that doesn't mean everybody's going to have those same exact. It could be faster. It could be slower. But we want to be very careful about that, as we have been since Niken came to the United States in 1989. But at the same time, on that same note, I don't want to discount at all the power of these solutions, because there's just something that takes place when we utilize earthing technologies, or we get the body grounded with magnetics and far infrared and negative ions. And I had just an experiment the last couple of days. I washed my sneak in power band bracelets, and I forgot to put them back on Thursday, and driving home from the Oregon coast yesterday, I couldn't figure out why my wrist was hurting so bad. I thought, well, duh, I didn't wear it at all yesterday. No wonder why it's hurting. As soon as I get it back on, and now everything's back to normal again. And that's how quickly things can and should work. But it takes more than just a bracelet. The water, the sleep system, the insoles, the CM cream, the nutritionals, everything.
And it's a combination.
It is a combination of everything. Yeah. So, well, thank you, wonderful, wonderful folks again, David, Suzanne, and Elaine, for sharing with us. As I did mention, if you came on late, that's who has been with us this morning. And if you know somebody that is dealing with a life-altering condition and you think Suzanne's story can be of an encouragement to them or help them, this call and the last, oh my goodness, what, 8-9 years of interviews like this are all recorded and posted at www.saturdayamlive.com. That's www.saturdayamlive.com. And they're all in chronological order, so just scroll down until you see Suzanne Knapp in bold red letters, and you click right there. Give our wonderful, wonderful webmaster, Steve Crowfoot, a few hours to get that posted if you want to share it with somebody right away. But the beautiful thing about these recordings is that you can simply click on them, and as soon as it starts playing, go up to that web address at the top of your screen and copy and paste that. You can send it right into an email to somebody or share it on Facebook, or you can text it to them, whatever you want to do. And when they click on that, that hyperlink will start the recording. And what have we been conversing here for about 30 minutes now? They can hear the exact same story that was just shared. So, thank you all again. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody. I do have some announcements, but let's finish up the call here. If you want to stay on the line, I'll share those right quick, and then we'll all be able to get into our weekend. So thank you again, David, Suzanne, Elaine. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, bye-bye for now, everyone.
We're going to hang up, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you.